Audio Learn's Medical School Crash Courses presents Obstetrics, written by distinguished professors and professionally narrated by a medical doctor for accuracy. This crash course is a valuable tool both during school and when preparing for the USMLE, or if you're simply interested in the subject of obstetrics. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical medical school obstetrics course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master obstetrics. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized sections. There is a Q&A and a key takeaways section following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. In this course, we'll cover the following topics: reproductive anatomy, diagnosis of pregnancy, physiology of pregnancy, antepartum, intrapartum, postpartum, medical conditions in pregnancy, obstetrical complications, infections in pregnancy, twin gestation, spontaneous abortions and fetal death, and contraception and sterilization. Also included is a comprehensive test containing the top 100 most commonly tested questions in obstetrics with the correct answers. Audio Learn's Medical School Crash Courses support your studies, help with USMLE preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter for anyone interested in what medical students are taught in a typical medical school obstetrics course. This course is a complete discussion of the practice of obstetrics and common issues obstetricians may encounter. While obstetrics is generally practiced by an obstetrician gynecologist, many family practice physicians also engage in obstetrical practice. The course intends to cover issues related to normal obstetrical care as well as the management of obstetrical complications. The first chapter of the course reviews the reproductive anatomy of adult females, including external anatomy, including the vulva, the labia majora, and the clitoris. It also covers internal reproductive anatomy, including the ovaries, uterus, and cervix. In the second chapter of the course, the diagnosis of pregnancy will be discussed. In a modern obstetrical practice, pregnancy is diagnosed with blood testing of beta-human chorionic gonadotropin, or beta-HCG, urine pregnancy tests, and ultrasonography. Even with accurate laboratory and imaging techniques, pregnancy can be successfully diagnosed with a thorough menstrual history and a gynecological examination. The third chapter of the course is devoted to the physiological changes that occur in pregnancy. Pregnancy affects many body systems, including the cardiovascular system, the respiratory system, the gastrointestinal tract, the kidneys and ureters, the endocrine system, and the skin. Changes that occur during pregnancy don't often return to normal until several months after the delivery. The fourth chapter of the course is a synopsis of the antepartum care involved in a normal pregnancy. Women tend to see their obstetrician early the first trimester and are followed at routine visits throughout the pregnancy. An extensive discussion of intrapartum care is covered in the fifth chapter. Women in labor and their fetuses require close observation during the labor process to reduce the risk of intrapartum complications. This chapter particularly focuses on the monitoring process that happens regarding the well-being of the mother and unborn fetus. The sixth chapter of the course covers the postpartum period. The postpartum period begins when the placenta is delivered and ends at an arbitrary 6-week checkup, although the woman will continue to experience post-pregnancy changes for many months after giving birth. There can be psychological changes that take place as late as 12 months after giving birth. The seventh chapter of the course covers common medical conditions that may affect the pregnant woman. Some pregnancies are high risk from the beginning because of a maternal health problem, such as hypertension or diabetes. Other pregnancies become complicated by the development of health problems unrelated to the reproductive system, but may be exacerbated by pregnancy. The eighth chapter of the course is devoted to covering the various obstetrical complications that can happen in both normal and high-risk pregnancies. Most pregnancies are normal and result in full-term, healthy babies, but others are complicated by external and internal factors. Infections during pregnancy will also be discussed.